The Grand Prix of 1903 at Milltown Bridge.
I rolled down by the barrow by when free from all the tales.
Approaching Athy is a good time to tell you the fascinating story of a motor race that took place here in 1903. It was sponsored by the American millionaire Gordon Bennett, and it was the Grand Prix of its day. The race should have taken place in England, but closing the roads there was going to be difficult, and so it took place here instead. Cars and drivers from England, the US, Germany and France competed, and the race began just east of here at Ard's Skull, and a huge crowd gathered. 12 cars started, but only 5 finished the gruelling course. And in Athy, the Heritage Centre has an exhibition about the race, and Margaret Walsh is curator there.
With deafening roars of their exhaust pipes, the great racers drew into line, one behind the other. At the word, 30 seconds, the two men, who, by the way, presented a picturesque appearance in their green caps and white coats, pulled down their masks. The starter leant forward to shout into the driver's ear the warning words, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And with unsensational steadiness, the big car moved off amid a hurricane of cheers.
The Gordon Bennett was a rally race that held in 1903 in the circuit around Athy. It's the figure 8 is the circuit. So it would have been the first Grand Prix of its time in Athy. There was a stage over the road set out in on the road as well as you came along, and then there was different stage points.
I was there, pushing one of the getaways, you hear the car going, I should have all left until you didn't know what to look at. It was great, of course. See the cars and sitting down.
This is the 1902 Earl Johnson. It was donated to us in 2008, and it's a 6-seater car, 2 at the front, 2 in the middle and 2 at the back. You'd have your lamp on the side, which would have been a candle, and someone would have walked in front then with a candle as well. So it's taken pride of place now in the museum. Car enthusiasts now come over every year. And there's different actually events every year, but one in particular would actually follow the route of the Gordon Bennett, and they would have their own trials and on it. I think in all you could have maybe 100 or maybe more cars coming over, so you'd have about 200-300 people then with that, because it'd be 2 to each car, and they come over every year and they do the Gordon Bennett themselves.
The original race back in 1903 was won by a German driver in a Mercedes, and he took a time of 6 hours 39 minutes. And his average speed was 49 miles an hour. Pretty fast, given that the speed limit then was 14 miles an hour and the roads were dirt tracks. Travelling by the river or the canal today is still a slow affair. The speed limit for boats on the canals is 6 kilometres an hour. That's just a little faster than walking. If you're cycling, you might manage a speedy 15 kilometres an hour. At Athy, just below Lock 26 and across to the east, is ruined Woodstock Castle by the Barrow River. This was actually the first building in Athy town in the 13th century, built by the Earls of Kildare. But it wasn't a great location, and so a bigger castle was built about 500 metres south in 1417, again on the Barrow. And that's where Athy town finally settled.